Yeah, Neville here. It's April the 3rd, Friday. So I'm sitting at my desk just going through news stuff with my morning coffee and some thoughts on what is undoubtedly the hottest news so far today. It's early morning here in the UK, which is a report I saw on TechCrunch that says Google's in late stage talks to acquire Twitter. That adds updated to that. And in fact, according to the update on TechCrunch's post, it says that these talks are in pretty early stages. So I wouldn't say, therefore, it's late stage talks. It'd be early stage talks if it's true. They're quoting sources they've got access to, and Michael Arrington seems to be pretty confident in the accuracy of his information. Lots of other commentary have sprung up around this tech meme. It's the number one topic. A quick search on Google News pulls up quite a few other commentaries, about 80 people in various media talking about this. So what do I think about it? Well, it's been no surprise to learn of it, I suppose. The only thing that makes me wonder what Google would have in mind for it is based on their behavior with Jiku, which they acquired, what, end of 2007, I guess, so a year and a bit ago, a year and a half ago, perhaps. Where they just parked it. Now, it doesn't mean to say that they're going to do the same with Twitter. I would be astounded if they did that, in if for no other reason that things are very different today than they were 18 months ago with microblogging. The pervasiveness with which Twitter has reached the mainstream aspect to it, the fact that it's all about search, more so than it was perceived to be at that time, I reckon. I mean, I just think of myself using it. Then, I mean, I started using it in 06. It was a chat tool. Now, if I think about it, I'm using the search functionality of Twitter, not directly. I typically tend to use search within TweetDeck, which is actually pretty good for the kind of searches I'm doing. Although I will use Twitter search, the advanced options for specific things, and I find that hugely accurate. Always gets what I want, literally, depending on the quality of the keyword I'm searching for. So thinking about that, it's all about search. How would that be connected to Google search? These are questions I have no idea. Is that what's in Google's mind? So how would this integrate within Google if it did integrate? Would they keep it separate? Are there cultural issues to work out? I've read some of the stories recently about particularly that senior guy, the designer, who left Google recently and very publicly on his blog talking about the culture of detail that drove him nuts. So you've got two different cultures from this small startup in San Francisco to this huge behemoth that's now Google. They were a small startup at one time, of course. But I don't think that's actually a huge issue, frankly. I just can't see that being a showstopper to anything. If particularly if they leave them to, get on developing and doing something now with the backing of that huge, almost endless checkbook. But curious, it is it all about search? I think it is. I'm seeing all sorts of speculation, people's commentary. I've not seen anything that makes me go, that's an interesting view. It is about search, I reckon. That's what people seem to be saying. So I think looking at also how it would plug into other Google services, what comes to my mind immediately? Gmail. Some interesting things going on with Gmail. I use Gmail, but not the web. I bring it in through Outlook. iGoogle. I mean, there's all sorts of things there possibly that could work with this. But time will tell if this is true. There must be some substance to it, even if it's not full acquisition. It could be an investment. It could be some kind of alliance they're working on that has been seen to be some kind of acquisition talks. I mean, it could be, based on certain people being seen meeting together or something like that. You know how these rumors start off and grow. So no doubt we'll know sooner or later, but interesting speculation all the same. I think it's a part and parcel of the huge interest in something. And here in the UK, it's early Friday morning. That TechCrunch post was late last night, UK time. So no doubt we'll see. I haven't looked, I must admit, at what some of the commentators in the UK mainstream media who have commented a lot about Twitter in recent weeks have to say about this. So I'll be keeping my eye on developments. But interesting to speculate, nevertheless.